Good morning, boys and girls. How many of you like nature? Do you like to learn about nature? Me too. I think it's one of my favorite things to learn about. And when we had our daughter, we taught her about nature. And I don't think that there was any creepy or crawly thing that she didn't like. But two of her most unusual pets were tarantula spiders. Now, did you know that tarantula spiders can jump 4 feet? Now, we didn't see ours do this, but I read that they can. And did you know that tarantula spiders can live 30 to 40 years? And in the wild, an average lifespan of a tarantula spider is 30 years. So I thought I would bring something of my daughter's today to share with you and show you. So if you can sit very still and very quiet. Now, the first tarantula spider that our daughter got was given to her by her junior high teacher. He was deathly afraid of spiders, and he thought if he got a tarantula for his classroom, that would help him get over his fear of spiders, but it didn't. And so he finally gave that spider to our daughter. And one day when our daughter was getting ready for school, she called me into her bedroom and she said, "Mom, something's wrong with Boris." Now, Boris was the spider's name. And I looked at Boris in her aquarium, and sure enough, something unusual was going on with her. She had webbed herself all in on her aquarium, and she kept flipping over on her back. And no matter how many times I set her on her feet, she would flip back over. And she looked like she was dying. You see, when spiders die, sometimes they'll curl up or their feet will go just like that, straight up in the air. And that's how she looked. And so I said to our daughter, "Well, maybe we better just leave her alone, and I will watch her through the day for you while you're at school." Well, while I was watching Boris through the day, I saw something amazing. Boris wasn't dying. Boris was molting. Now, a tarantula spider has what's called an exoskeleton. That means their skeleton's on the outside of their body that holds their organs in. Their skin is actually their skeleton. And when spiders get too big for their skin splits and they wiggle out just like caterpillars do. And they have a new skin underneath. And if they've lost a leg or an appendage or even an organ, when they get their new skin, they'll get a new leg or organ, whatever they're missing. And so, when Megan came home from school, she found that Boris was not only alive, but she was beautiful. She looked like black velvet and so soft. But a tarantula, when they molt, you can't touch them right away. You have to give them a week so that their skin can harden, and then they'll be safe to hold again. Well, Boris was a really nice spider, and she was very friendly, and she liked to be held. And so we donated her to the wildlife safari so that they could teach other children about tarantulas. So if you go down there, you might be able to see her. We're not taking questions right now. Okay, well, the next spider that our daughter got was just the typical brown, what you call a rose hair spider that you see in most pet stores. And this time our daughter, instead of getting a girl spider, she got a boy spider, and she named him Edgar. But Edgar wasn't very friendly, although he did get along well with our daughter, and she liked him well enough that she took him to college with her. Well, I kind of lost my brain for a minute. You have to excuse me just a moment.
Is it real?
Yes. Oh, well, we'll find out. Okay, if you are very gentle and quiet, you can come forward. There's something I would like to show you. Just sit very still. I was going to take this out, but so many people are afraid of spiders, I figured I better not. Okay. Can everybody see it? Everybody get a chance to see?
Is it real?
It's real. But I think you're going to find out something surprising. Okay. Let me see if I can click this off of here. Oh, now what do you see?
It's not.
It's a skeleton.
Oh, you're right.
It's not. He's
it's
not
the
real.
Skeleton. It's the skin of one of Edgar's molds. Now, did you think it was real? Did you think it was the live spider to begin with?
No.
You didn't? You weren't fooled?
I did.
You did? Yeah, it looks just like one, huh? And if you flip it over, I could even show you the fangs, because they wiggle out of the fangs, too. Now, why did I let you think that it was real? If you had paid close attention to what I said, did I ever once say that it was a real spider? No. But I made you think so by the way I acted and by the way I talked, huh? Now, why did I do that? Because I wanted you to see, boys and girls, that if we go just by our senses, we can be tricked. Do you remember the story of Jacob and Esau, when Jacob tricked his dad Isaac? And the story of Adam and Eve, when Eve was tricked by the devil? Well, if we go just by our senses, we can be tricked. The Bible tells us that we need to walk by faith and not by sight. And what that means is we need to believe what God tells us in His Word and not go by how we feel. And the only way that we can do that is to read our Bibles and to pray to God every day. Well, it might break if I let you hold it, and then everybody will want to hold it. So do you think that before you pick up the baskets, I can pray for you today? Mm-hmm. That God would help us stay close to Him? Dear Jesus, these boys and girls before You are precious. And as they're growing, there's a lot of things in the world, Father, that will want to deceive them. We just ask right now, as we lift them up to You, that You would pour out Your Spirit upon them, that You would give them an extra measure of Your Spirit, that they would have such a desire to read Your Word and to talk with You, that they would have the most strong relationship with You. Father, then they would see things clearly, that they would truly walk by what Your promises say to us in Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen.